The Unspoken Name by A.K. Larkwood. Read by Avita J. Part 1. The Chosen Bride. By the touch of thy hand shall the black lotus bloom. Thus shall we know thee, handmaid of desolation, by the corruption of the seas, by the fading of all things. Thy name shall be forsaken, and thou shalt be my bride. Thus spake the Nameless One upon the plains of dust. From the Book of Unmaking. Chapter 1. The House of Silence. In the deep wilds of the north, there is a shrine cut into the mountainside. The forest covers these hills like a shroud. This is a quiet country, but the shrine of the Unspoken One is quieter still. Birds and insects keep away from the place. In the valley below the shrine is a temple known as the House of Silence. Its acolytes leave offerings at the foot of the steps that lead up to the shrine, but they do not come any closer. Every 14 years in spring, when the streams in the hills begin to thaw, a procession leaves the House of Silence. The prioress rides in a palanquin with 6 bearers. Despite the cold, these bearers are naked from the waist up. Every other day of every other year, they are farmers and woodsmen. But on this day, they have an ancient purpose to serve. They walk the road of white stones that leads into the hills. Going before them all is a girl of 14, wreathed with flowers and veiled in white. At her side, she leads a spotless bull calf on a gilded chain. The procession halts at the foot of the steps to the shrine. Here is a stone altar in which a channel is carved. Here is a vessel set at the lowest point of the channel. Here is a bright, sharp knife. The girl leads the calf to the altar, and they cut its throat. The blood runs black in the dim spring light. It splashes on the frozen stone and flows into the vessel. She takes the bowl of blood. She climbs the steps to the shrine. She is never seen again. 1 month before the day of Kasorwe's death, a stranger came to the House of Silence. Kasorwe did not see him arrive. She was down in the crypt, listening to the dead. In the underbelly of the house, there were many cellars hollowed out in the grey strata of the sacred mountain. Deepest of all were the crypts, where the eminent dead among the followers of the Unspoken Name were sealed to strive for rest. Rest was not something that came easily here, so close to the shrine of the god. The dead scratched at the walls and cooed in sad imitation of living song. Kasorwe was sitting in the antechamber, trying to pick out the words, as she did from time to time, when she heard someone coming down the passage. She drew her feet up into the alcove, hoping she might not be noticed. A bubble of candlelight approached and opened. It was Anguinat, one of the lay sisters.
"Kasorwe, dear, come out from there. You're wanted upstairs," said Anguinat.
The other lay sisters called Kasorwe Miss, or, unbearably, Ma'am. But Anguinad had been Kasorwe's nurse, and there were certain liberties permitted to her. Kasorwe slipped down from her perch. She didn't think she was late for afternoon prayers, but it was easy to lose your place in time, even, as she knew, when you only had so much time to lose.
"There's a pilgrim here for you," said Anguinad. "Very foreign. Shabby-looking, although I can't say I'm surprised about that. They're saying he came through the hills on foot."
Pilgrims visited the House of Silence every now and then. Most of them wanted nothing more from Kasorwe than a blessing. But Anguinad was looking at her with a soft anxiety that suggested this visitor needed something more demanding. Upstairs, Anguinad took her place at the back of the hall. The priestesses were already kneeling in rows down either side. Prioress Sangrai took Kasorwe aside and explained that the pilgrim required a prophecy, as was his right. The acolytes set out lacquered trays and tapers, and the keeper of Black Lotus went from tray to tray, tipping out dried leaves and stems of lotus from her censer.